It is Thursday, December 19th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald J. Trump becomes the third president in U.S. history to be impeached by the House, as Nancy Pelosi threatens to delay the Senate's upcoming sham trial. Meanwhile, Mark Meadows, Trump's top ally in the House, announces his plans to retire. And lastly, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley accuses Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of blocking his bipartisan drug pricing bill.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Donald J. Trump became only the third president in U.S. history to be impeached when the House voted on Wednesday. Separate votes on the two articles of impeachment set forth by the Democratic majority, one for abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. The vote, while not unexpected, was historic. Only one member of the House voted present for both articles of impeachment, 2020 presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard. Meanwhile, a growing group of legal experts and Democratic lawmakers are saying Speaker Nancy Pelosi may hold off on sending the articles to the Senate until Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees to conduct an impartial trial. Pelosi, at a news conference after the vote, declined to comment to naming House impeachment managers, those members who would present the House case at the Senate trial. As it stands, McConnell and Trump are planning on not just having the Senate dispose of the case quickly, but fully acquitting him during what legal, political, and ethics experts say would amount to a sham trial. Representative Mark Meadows, a top ally of Donald Trump, announced this morning he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. The announcement came a day before the North Carolina filing deadline, forcing him to make the decision now. Meadows, a four-term lawmaker who represents part of Western North Carolina, has served as one of Trump's chief backers in Congress and was one of his most vocal backers in the face of Wednesday's impeachment vote. After the Access Hollywood tape emerged in October of 2016, Meadows and his wife Debbie were among the Republicans who stuck by Trump's side and continue to campaign publicly for him. The Hill notes that Meadows could join the Trump administration in some capacity, including as an eventual chief of staff, a position he previously expressed interest in.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley accused Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of blocking progress on his bill to lower drug prices, raising tensions between the two powerful GOP senators. When asked on Wednesday why Republican senators have not signed on to his bill to lower drug prices, Grassley told reporters because McConnell's asked them not to. The Hill reported earlier this month that McConnell said he objects to a provision in the bill that would limit Medicare drug price hikes to the rate of inflation. Grassley has been pushing a bill for months that he had negotiated with Senator Ron Wyden, the top Democrat on his committee, and Donald Trump, who says lowering drug prices is a priority for him, has thrown his support behind the bill. Grassley said he's hoping Trump himself will put pressure on the Senate to pass the bill, not just the White House advisors, who have been mostly leading the push so far. And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
A federal appeals court on Wednesday struck down part of the Affordable Care Act, ruling that its requirement that most Americans carry insurance is unconstitutional. Meanwhile, it sent it back to a lower court to answer the question whether the rest of the law can remain without that provision. More than 60 U.S. military personnel deployed to a site in Uzbekistan where ponds glowed green and black goo oozed from the ground have reportedly been diagnosed with cancer or died from the disease. McClatchy obtained documents showing the Defense Department was aware that the base was toxic from the start, with one report dated from November 2001 saying, quote, ground contamination at K2 airfield poses health risks to U.S. forces deployed there, and to call this site a landfill is an insult to landfills. A Colorado radio host, Chuck Bonniewell, co-host of the Chuck and Julie Show, has been fired after he said on air that, quote, a nice school shooting could help break up the news cycle centered around the impeachment of Donald Trump. KNUS, a radio station based in Aurora, Colorado, where 12 people were killed in a movie theater in 2012, said in a statement Wednesday that it had decided to end the program. And lastly, BuzzFeed News reports that Facebook will not be removing an ad falsely claiming that Mitch McConnell endorses the impeachment of Donald Trump. The ad was posted and promoted by leftist activist Adriel Hampton, who registered as a California gubernatorial candidate in October and began running bogus political ads in an effort to test the limits of Facebook's fact-checking policy. That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.